Hello everyone, and Easter greetings to you from me, Steve Wood. How are you doing at this time of lockdown? I know some of you who've got children at home from school and are homeschooling them, and also having to work from home, are finding it a really hectic time. And for others like myself, the pace of life has really slowed down. While social isolation is hard, we can take the opportunities that it offers to spend more time in reflection, in prayer, in drawing close to God. And while we can't meet together face to face as a church family, I'm so glad that we've got opportunities like telephone, email, social media and internet resources that allow us to do church in new ways during this time. I know I shared with a number of you a poem called Lockdown, written by Brother Richard Hendrick, was an Irish Franciscan priest. He posted it on Facebook on March 13th when Ireland announced its restrictions to combat the spread of coronavirus. And that poem went viral, being shared many thousands of times. I've had some really positive reactions from people I've sent it to, who found comfort and reassurance from the poem. And so I'd like to share it with you now, here. Lockdown by Brother Richard. Yes, there is fear. Yes, there is isolation. And yes, there is panic buying. Yes, there is sickness. Yes, even death. But they say that in Wuhan, after so many years of noise, you can hear the birds again. They say that after just a few weeks of quiet, the sky is no longer thick with fumes, but blue and grey and clear. They say that in the streets of Assisi, people are singing to each other across the empty squares, keeping their windows open so that those who are alone may hear the sounds of family around them. They say that a hotel in the west of Ireland is offering free meals and delivery to the housebound. Today, a young woman I know is busy spreading flyers with her number through the neighbourhood so that the elders may have someone to call on. Today, churches, synagogues, mosques and temples are preparing to welcome and shelter the homeless, the sick, the weary. All over the world, people are slowing down and reflecting. All over the world, people are looking at their neighbours in a new way. All over the world, people are waking up to a new reality, to how big we really are, to how little control we really have, to what really matters, to love. And so we pray, and we remember that, yes, there is fear. But there does not have to be hate. Yes, there is isolation. But there does not have to be loneliness. Yes, there is panic buying. But there does not have to be meanness. Yes, there is sickness. But there does not have to be disease of the soul. Yes, there is even death, but there can always be a rebirth of love. Wake to the choices you make as to how to live now. Today, breathe. Listen behind the factory noises of your panic. The birds are singing again. The sky is clearing. Spring is coming. And we are always encompassed by love. Open the windows of your soul, and though you may not be able to touch across the empty square, sing. That was a lovely poem. I hope you've enjoyed sharing it. And remember, this public health crisis can't last forever, and I look forward to worshipping together again when restrictions are eased. Stay strong in the Lord, and God bless you all.